here in California, you have a couple of tolling lanes. One is in Orange County, the other is in San Diego County. You also have some urban tolling done in Canada, especially one particular road in Toronto.
Well, why is it that it's less common to see tollways within an urban area?
In many cases, just a question of politics. The congestion pricing experiment in London was successful, largely, I think, because the people who voted on it were, by and large, the city center residents, were not the people who had to pay the toll. So the effects were indeed beneficial, but the people who were really hurt by the toll, those who commuted from the suburbs into London, didn't get to vote on it. So I think it's often a question of the people perceiving it not to be in their interest, and I think that that's somewhat misguided. There have been many cases where congestion tolling has been proposed and has not been accepted by the public because too many people perceive it not to be in their best interest.
So you really see it more as a result of politics?
Yes, I think that if you're going to put together a successful tolling scheme, then you need to give quite a bit of attention to politics. And one aspect of that is how the revenues are going to be disposed of. And so those tolling schemes that have been successful have tended to earmark the tolling revenue, saying that the tolling revenue will be used for something related to transportation. In the case of London, the tolling revenue was going to be used to upgrade the mass transit system, and that is often promised. Another proposal that's been made is, I think, one-third to mass transit, one-third to upgrading the highway system, one-third to just general revenue. So I think that it's important when you're thinking about some kind of a tolling system to be quite definite about what you're going to do with the revenue, because people often think that something has been provided free, now it's taxed, the government's just going to take the revenue and waste it. If you can persuade them that the revenue is not going to be wasted, but will instead be spent on something that will benefit them, the policy is more likely to gain approval.
Well, if we're thinking about a toll highway in a theoretical framework, I mean, what are the situations, what are the circumstances where tolls are most effective?
They're most effective where the road is very congested, because this is a toll that's applied to an entire road will cut back on the amount of traffic. Another situation where they're very effective is where you have a broad distribution of people who use the road, who differ quite a bit in the value of their time. What has been successful in a number of places, including the two California examples I mentioned earlier, was combining tolled and untolled roads, because then you have those who are willing to pay, have a high value of time. They take the toll roads. Those who do not value their time as highly will take the untolled lanes. So you have a sort of separation of travelers. And if that is done well, then you can set things up in such a way that everyone benefits.
Here in Alabama, the state's plan would have four elevated toll lanes and then six free lanes over the same route. How likely is it that drivers will actually use the toll lane even though there's a free lane right beside it?
It depends on how congested the regular lanes are. I think it's 215. It's a road that in San Diego County. And there what they do is they have responsive pricing. That is, they base the price of the tolled lanes on how congested the untolled lanes are, so that they always get a good amount of traffic in the tolled lanes. Then you get the split between the toll and untolled lanes to be quite effective.